Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Wet Live Podcast. Yo! Giving y'all some shows all the way down to August the 4th to August the 5th and many more coming. So, we're just going to talk about the basics. Everything else and a lot of other stuff. And I'm going to give you some more advice on things too from Instagram, you know, some advice to go by. So we're gonna go to Instagram and get that advice as well. Okay, and we'll talk about lower decks that's coming up, and we'll talk about where is America going and everything that's come to my mind. It's no plans to talk about anything. I'm just saying some of the things that might come to my mind that we'll talk about, alright? But it's no script right now. Sometimes I lose a script, sometimes I don't. I just, whatever goes to my mind. You know, now, I was playing my game and everything. It is time to go back to work. Tomorrow, I'm out of this sick thing. Woo! I will be up early, ready to go. You know, and let me go just to make sure my ride is set for tomorrow. You know, okay, I just can't wait to get back to work tomorrow. Those who don't know that I found out I got a little blood clot in my leg, and I've been out of work for a while, and I've been bored for a while. I just can't wait to get back to work, you know, yeah, get back to work, and for me, I just have to be working, you know. I appreciate some of the people that work from home and do the and all that stuff, you know, that's good for you, and, you know, more power to you, but I just gotta be around people, and I just gotta work, you know. I'm sick time, you know, all that crazy stuff. What I'm doing right now, I'm trying to find my time so I can go to work tomorrow. And it seemed like Tuesday. I already got the time for tomorrow, cause I'm ready to go. I already got the time for tomorrow, so I need it for Tuesday, the 19th. Cause this thing right here keep giving me odd times, you know, to pick me up and all. And I don't want no odd times. I don't want to be picked up at 6:30 and they come and get me at 7 and all. You know, and I gotta be to work at 7. You know, that's mobility. You know, they take their time coming to work. Coming to pick me up. And so I'm gonna take a quick commercial break and be back with you, okay? So until I get this thing set. So that's my plan, you know. I'm going back, get a regular ID, and then get my learner's permit, you know. Then I'll have two IDs, you know. I'm just gonna keep one ID home and then get another ID. And have a learner's permit ID and have a regular ID. Because I need that for the bank. You know? So, here's some words and encouragement from Instagram, from people on Instagram. Be warned. It is cussing and bad language in here. So, any kids under 18 and all stuff like that, you might want to remove from the room. I haven't watched these videos, but they on Instagram, and they words of encouragement. And some of them got very bad language on it.
If people don't like how you act, how you look, how you speak, that just means those aren't your fucking people. Don't change who you are to match your surroundings. Pick better fucking surroundings and be yourself. Never fucking apologize for being yourself. If people don't like how you act, how you look, how you speak, that just means those aren't your fucking people. Don't change who you are to match your surroundings. Pick better fucking surroundings and be yourself. Never.
This is a Star Trek video. This is a guy have all Star Trek collections, the ships and everything. This is really cool. He got some displays and everything. Look at that. That's cool. That's really cool, guys. Here it goes again. Y'all people on podcast can't see it, but go to YouTube. Corey Whitlock on YouTube. And I'm showing it. It's coming from my phone, from Instagram. He got displays of everything. That's cool. That's how I want my stuff.
Soulmate.
So I just wanted to give you some words and advice and off of Instagram. And just go to Instagram if you can find those videos on Instagram. I'm pretty sure you can. I mean, I found them and everything. But like the video said, you never be good enough for the wrong person. You know, that wrong person is never going to see you as a great person. You are, you know. And just like my son, Michael, and my ex-wife, and my daughter, Jessica, I am a great man, a great father, and was a great husband. But they will never see that because they would know I'm too good for them. And they can't get up into my level, you know. And God says, don't matter if it's a family, friends, or whoever. If they not for you, I'm not going to put them with you. You know, that's the deal. That's the Almighty said, you know. He said, I will see something. I don't care if they family or not. If I see something, I'm moving you out of there. And that's what he did. Between February and May, he saw something. And he pushed me out. He said, you've been doing too good to jump back down to your bottom level, you know. And wherever they at, I just hope they doing good, you know. I just hope he realized the good father that he had. And he ever listened to these podcasters, I'm going to tell him all the time on here, I love you, Michael. I love you. Always will. But your mom is lying to you. Candy Lynn Clark is lying to you. But she was beat on by her father. She was raped by her father. And she was accused and abused and not treated right by her family. And that's the way she wanted you to be. You know, she didn't have a great family to grow up with. Now she don't want you to have a great family. She didn't have a father, so she going to make sure you're not going to have a good father or not, you know. And she win, you know, because you fell right into her abyss. You fell right into her trap, you know. And then you try to bring your sister Maya down too. She was already doing good in the neighborhood, a great woman. We're raising her and all. And all we was going to do is see her, take her out, be with her. But you want to do things your way, you know. And that's how things fell apart. And now everybody in my family, including me, lost my hands with you. Because you're nothing but a liar like your mother, like Candy Lynn Clark. You know. And hey, it's nothing that can do, you know. Some family pitch you out, you know. Some family do. Some family just pit other family members out and don't be bothered with them no more because they too much trouble. They do everything they can so many times. I mean, how many of y'all have family members y'all did so much for and that person keep doing the wrong thing, keep going to jail, keep going to jail, keep stealing, keep lying, and he did it. He did it so many times, y'all just fed up and wash your hands with him. You know? And every member of the family hears about it and know some of the family just don't want to deal with it. You know? And God bless my Aunt Nancy, Uncle Harry, Aunt Alice, Robert Ann, Talatia, Moo Bessie, Saray, all of them who stepped in to try to help my kids, Jessica and all. And came together to try to help them, you know, including on Diane and all. I mean, just God bless them because you brought the family out and everything, and we put aside and spend money, but you know, good things gonna happen though. All right, the idea, Nancy and all y'all hear these podcasts. Good thing is going to happen for y'all, all right? Y'all going to go to Atlanta City or something good going to happen because y'all did a good deed, all right? And thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know. And me and Ashley had a good time in Atlantic City. Even though we wanted the other ones to go, but we had a good time. And sorry we missed the graduation and everything, but my foot, I just couldn't do it. I gotta get back to work, so I just had to take a break. So, y'all guys hear this, I just gotta take a break, you know. But we doing good, people. But all the things that's going on in the world, and I just want to encourage people to keep moving on. That's it. That's the word of the day. Keep moving on. Keep holding on, moving on. Put an inspiring song on. Put something like the OJ song. Wake up all the people and all that stuff. Put some kind of old inspired song or your favorite artist. You know, don't care if it's a rap or what. Just put it on and just listen to the words. You know, one of my most favorite rappers is Tupac Shakur. And one of my favorite songs from him is called Me Against the World. You know? And I was singing that song when I was living with my ex-wife family. They didn't like it.
Oh, you don't play that nigga music. You know that we don't play that kind of music right out here.
That's what her father used to say. You know, with his buck teeth and looking and crazy looking stuff. And I still played it though. I was young, you know, living with these awful, filthy people. Father never took a bath until check day. Every time everybody get a check, Social Security check, he goes get a bath and all. But other time of the week, he don't get a bath, you know. But I look back at that time, I just put my head down and say, I came a long way. And then I really came a long way, you know. And then I had to live with his daughter. And then I had to go do things with his daughter and the people who were supporting her behind my back, standing me behind my back. You know? And this, you know, these are the topics that I wanted y'all to think of, because I know y'all probably been through that kind of predicament too, you know? And like I said, talk about these topics, and then I put a little story in it of my experience. And y'all can think about your experience, you know. And I know y'all have some similar experience with family, cousins, uncles, aunts, even your children that you had to just let go, you know. It hurts you, but you just had to let go, you know. But I still got my apartment. Still got my everything I need, and still got my good health, still got my spirit belief, that's Jesus, and I will, before 2026 or 2025, I will be driving, and I will have a car, and that's only because Jessica, I helped my daughter Jessica, and she pushed things back a lot, that's why. But I will be publishing more books and everyone, people. So, anybody, just go to Amazon, type in my name, Corey Whitlock, and buy Mr. Boogie Shoes. It's a short book. It's 15 chapters, 21 chapters, and right now it's 15, but I'm going to add some more chapters to it. And my other book, my first book is Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. That's my first book, and it's 10 chapters. It's a really good book. You can buy it on Kindles. You can buy it on Amazon. And just go buy it. Please go buy it, okay? If you want to support me by wealth, support me like that, my wealth, okay? But your blessings will do too. If you want to play for me that I will sell a lot of books, that would help too, you know? I mean, you don't have to go to buy it. It's no necessary. I still love you and I still bless you and everything as an audience and everything. But I'm just asking. I have to promote it, okay? I got to promote my book, you know? It's part of it, okay? And I just ask y'all, if y'all pray for me to get my kids back together, maybe all of y'all who did that, all y'all Christians and all, will pray that my book sales will start going up and up, you know. I mean, I know it takes some time, you know, and everything goes slow with a lot of things, you know, and a lot of stuff, okay? But, and be patient with things, and things go slow. It even said that on Instagram messages. Take things slow. Don't move fast. Take it slow. And I am. I'm being patient and I'm being slow about it. And I'm keep writing my books. My next book is coming out in December. It's called The People from the Black Dimension. Okay? It's a very dark dimension. And the people from the black dimension. That's what it called. And it's called, and the reason I call it that, because it's people coming from a different universe, different dimension universe. They come into our universe. And then all chaos start happening, you know? And this, you know, everything just start happening. But I'm getting ready to draft the first draft, the hard draft of the book, and I'll keep you updated on how things go with that book, the third book. And please just support the second and the first book too. It's really good books, guys. It's a really good stories and really good book, okay? And I'm not going to get into the books and everything because I want y'all to buy them, you know. It's my first books and everything, and I promise you, the book's gonna get longer, and they're gonna be novels, and they're gonna be worth the money to buy them and all, because I'm planning to put whole more chapters in it, but it costs to promote the books. Sometimes it costs to help me rewrite the books and all, but I do write them. I do write the stories. I write the hard draft, the draft, the second draft. And then I get another person to rewrite the book to make so it can make sense and everything. That's it. But the stories do come from me. And all. Alright? They do come from me. And it's not like I'm taking somebody else's story and put my name on it. No. They just help me to make the story make sense. And what the rewriter do, or she and he do, or she do, just make the story a little believable and make it sense, okay? So that's it. That's all that is. But the stories, the original stories, they my stories. And it's still my story. By law and by imagination, they still my stories. You know? And thank y'all for, you know, supporting me and the YouTube channel. And I just want you to go to the YouTube channel and watch the video of me making my podcast, you know? Hey, you know? And thanks for all of y'all support that in the first half when I did it. I mean, I got a lot of subscribers, 74 subscribers, but I'm trying to get 1,000 to 2,000 subscribers, okay? So just go to YouTube. The videos is already up. Type in the Corey Whitlock Podcast, Corey Whitlock Show, or Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, and it should go, comes up, okay? You gotta go to YouTube, and the YouTube search engine, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, or the Corey Whitlock Show, and it will come up, and just subscribe, ring that bell, and put a like, okay? I need you to put a like, and subscribe to the show, I'm wanna get 1,000 to 2,000subscribers and 1,000 viewers and all. Alright? Let's try to make this a good podcast show for you two and for Speak, you know. Some it's already 5,000 downloads on Speak and all. And yeah. That's it. Yeah, baby. I know. I'm just too much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey. but I thank all the people who listen to this. But I haven't been promoting it in that much, and got to keep promoting. So the people can promote it and put it on their network so it can be broadcast across the country and the world. And haven't been doing that much. And we'll be get back into that Thursday and on the 4th of August. Okay? So if it's not in your state or in your city, don't worry. It will be. I'm still on the New York network, podcast network. And the guy who do it, I still got to pay him so he can keep it spread it nationwide and international wide. But all my promoters who promote the show, all my promoters on YouTube promote the show, thank you. And I have to get thank you to y'all, you know. All right? So, fans, promoters, everyone, staff, and all, thank you. It's a lovely show, and I just love doing it. I just love to talk about what's on my mind, and I love to talk about topics that I've been through, and I just want to make y'all think, hey, I've been through that too, you know. And that's the thing I just like to do, guys, and it just feels so good, you know. Don't have to go to no studio, don't have to live for nothing, audition for nothing. And thanks for the technology and everything, you can just download it and just do your own podcast, you know, and just make a little pennies from it too, you know. I mean, just little pennies, you know. I made $23, you know, like the last 3 months. Every little bit helped, you know. I ain't complaining. $23. That helped me put a little bit of groceries in here. It also helped me with my gas and electric and all. You know, if PayPal leave me alone and all, I'll continue getting my money from Speaker. You know, my little chuck change from Speaker, you know. Just a little chuck change, you know, from the little commercials that they put on here. And probably from YouTube, I'll probably be getting it from YouTube too. That's why I asked to go subscribe to the channel, you know, subscribe to the channel, put likes, just make a little bit of money, you know, a little bit. It ain't going to be $1 billion or $1 million, nah, not probably ain't going to be close to $1,000, now you're going to be close to $100 or $50, you know. It's just a little bit of money that I have in my bank account, and when I get paid, just add that in there, and take me a little more distance, you know. The food, the cost of food, the cost of gas, and mobility took away the workshop passes. So that money that I get from YouTube and Speak, that money can help me continue going to the work, you know. So I will have continued funds to get to work and back home, you know. I used to get the ride for free with my workshop pass. Mobility don't care about people with disability no more. And they like to give things and take things away. They anything givers, you know. Then they howl, just because some other person did something wrong, they want to make it worse for everybody else. That's right. Now, anybody don't know what workshop passes is, I know some of the people who don't live in Maryland and out of state and all. Well, it's a program called Mobility. They come and pick you up. Most of the people who have disability development and all work like at the Art Chimes and so on with disability development. They live out in the community by themselves and all. They have workshop passes where we can issue the programs like Art and Chime issues to us from MTA. MTA is our transit program they got here for buses, and MTA got what they call mobility. And I'm sure New York and Los Angeles had the same thing, and most cities too. But anyway, they have these workshop passes that they issue. They issue the workshop passes. Now, they cut them off, and most people don't have the money now to ride mobility. No, because they just cut them off for no reason. They just cut you off for no reason. You know, the doggone thing is already 220. You know, riding two ways, we got to pay $4.40. But, and we would take that $40.40, we would add it, we was adding it to our groceries and bills and rent, you know, especially the people that live on their own and do things on their own, like go to the grocery store by themselves, take rides to the store by themselves. We have workshop passes, you know. We go to work too, you know. And I don't know what happened, you know. I just don't know what happened. And I think it's not fair, you know. It's not fair. And it, you know, just ridiculous, you know. And reason I take mobility because I'm still trying to get my license and all. And once I get my license, I'm cutting them short. So I'm going to figure out how to save some money and just take like Uber to cab and mobility sometimes, you know. But my job coach is saying it's bad with them. It's really bad. And I just want to know across the country how your transportation system is. Is it good, bad? Do you have the same transportation programs that we have here in Maryland, like mobility? You know, I'm sure some states do, because I know New York have it. I think New Jersey have it. I don't think it's like what we got like here, but it's a little different in every state and every city, you know. But Los Angeles, I think they got it in certain areas, and I don't know. I think New York got it in certain areas too. But I just want to know, it's called mobility for people who in wheelchairs, they come and pick you up at your house, same transportation company, you know, whatever your transportation is called. Ours called MTA, so I don't know what y'all is called out in other states and all, but I will find out because I'm going to be traveling, you know, and I'll probably be taking them, you know. But ours is, It's not good. It's just terrible. The transportation system is terrible, especially in the black community area. I mean, out there, Old Mills, where the white people went and all, it's pretty good. They come on time and all that stuff. Old Mills Station, John Hopkins Station, you know, but between Lesson and Market and North Avenue and Penn North and especially Madaman Road, Roger Station, Ricetown Plaza, between those areas, they take their time, always working on the tracks. Sometimes you have one track working, be sitting there for hours waiting for the subway. And don't get me started on the police, the mobility police. They'll stop you from even rolling your eyes at them. You know, That's why I try to stay away from them, far away I possibly can, you know. And it's just terrible, people. It's just terrible. But for every situation, you got to keep your head up. You got to keep hope up. You got to pray. You just got to pray. Maybe MTA will change their mind and help the people they was helping and issue the workshop passes. Because those workshop passes was working. You know, they was working and they was helping me save money, you know. But some people just don't want you to get ahead of them. And the selfish and all. And I don't know. I can't explain it, you know. And just, I don't know. You know. But so on with life. We still go on. We still gotta go to work. We still gotta do things and all. And just can't worry about the little things in life. And to me, that's just a little thing in life. You know, just a little thing. I'm not worried about it. You know, still gotta go to work. I still get a paycheck. I'm still independent. So it's just a little thing to me. You know, I got money put aside so I can get to work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm off Thursday. Go wash my clothes. And I go back to work Friday and Saturday. And off Sunday again. You know, and in the final week, I go to work Monday to Friday, you know, and every other weekend I'm off. Every other weekend. And every other weekend I work on Saturday, and then the final Saturday I'm off. Work one Saturday, then I'm off one Saturday, work one Saturday. Y'all get the point. But and this that topic, this one of anybody ever have a trouble and part of the transportation system? Ain't you tired of taking the buses, the trains and all, whatever you live at? Ain't you tired of it? Some cities probably got a really good system going, you know, but ain't you just tired of it? You know, I mean, it do help, you know, it do help the environment. People stay home and ride the transportation and all, help reduce the pollution and all the dang stuff like that. But you know, you work hard, you know, you want to drop your car and stuff like that, you know. And I know, I mean, this SMTA, if you're listening, people in charge of mobility, this reconsider. Okay, reconsider, because you cut a lot of people off who need that workshop pass. That's all going to leave you with, all right? That's all going to leave you with. You were wrong. You was very, very wrong, but you did. And you just cut people off for no reason. The bad people were using it just to be using it. Wasn't using mobility, but was using it. Or giving it their, to their family so they can use it, you know. But other people was using it for purpose. You can look on my record, you know. Or sometimes I use it to go wash clothes with because I didn't have the money and all. But that was just one time of a week, every 2 weeks, you know. I wasn't riding it for free everywhere, to the movies, to the grocery stores, nothing. I was taking it to work. Back and forth to work. And when it was time for me to wash clothes, I used it for that too, you know. But that's the only thing. I ain't use it for going to the movies and grocery stores and stuff like that. Or let my family use it, you know, and stuff like that. You know? And just, y'all wrong. Y'all just wrong, you know. It's Sunday. I'm hoping a lot of people having a great Sunday. It's just a beautiful day, nice and cool. Not that cool, but it's it's a little cool, you know. Every time it rains in the summer, it's try to make it cool. But when it stops raining, just make it more hotter, you know. And I just don't like summer, you know. So how many y'all can't wait until fall? When cool down, go back down to 67, 65. Go back down to 60, you know. I mean, it can stay between 50 to 65, you know, all year round. That's cool, you know. Maybe 71, 70. But when you get up in the 80s and all 90s, come on, man. It's just, that's just ridiculous. You just can't deal with it. You know, it's just unbelievable, you know. So just think about it, people. Do you really like the summertime at this time of age? You know, dirty air, polluting, you know, especially when you have to ride with transportation and people getting on the bus, smelling their arms and armpits and stuff like that, you know. I mean, it's just, it's terrible, people. You need to take a bath before you go out, you know. You're going to be on that bus, you know. But to me, I just don't like the summer. I mean, this, it's just too hot, you know. Even I have an air conditioner, I still wouldn't go out that much. No, nah. I just wouldn't. You know, I'll just wait till like nighttime or maybe to like rain 7 or 7:30, maybe 8:15, something like that. Then I'll go out on the balcony or the apartment that I will be getting. And maybe I'll just go out there and just sit on the balcony for a while. But in this apartment, it don't have no balcony. Unless you're going to stay on the fire escape outside. Look stupid. Looking at the golf course and all. And that's one of the things too. How many of y'all been at y'all residence for over 10 years or 15 years and ready to move? How many? I know I am. I'm riding the boat with y'all. How many of y'all been in your residence for over 10 to 15 years and ready to move? You know? And don't care how much you have to pay. Y'all just ready to move. I'm writing that page with y'all. You know, even though I got control of my paycheck and it comes to me now, but if I had to sacrifice just to get another better place, well, let it be. And that's why I'm trying to put money in my bank account, like, and this enough where I don't have to beg and the people go ahead to pay the rent, or I will pay the rent. And I know I have enough money, like over $1,000, and my paycheck will just pay the rent, you know. And I won't have to even touch it, you know. And all I have to do is put it in the bank, and I'll have like over near $3,000 or maybe $3,400, $35,000, and my paycheck will just keep going in, and it will pay, and get an apartment, one bedroom apartment. Like maybe $1,100 or $1,200, nice, real nice out in Old Mills and all. Mm-hmm. Nice, beautiful, quiet area apartment. Maybe 11, 12, one bedroom, 13 maybe, and then yeah, I'll be okay. I definitely will be okay because it'll be a nice environment, nice clean apartment, and have a. You have one problem. The maintenance men will come if it's a good apartment complex. the maintenance people right there, department people run it was right there, you know, and don't have to keep calling and have to wait for 5 or 6 months for somebody just to come fix your back door or somebody come to fix your shower. And then they never come to fix your stove or nothing. They don't even take care of their apartment, you know. And I forgot what they called the landlords. I think something like landlords. You know, the landlords who don't take care of their places, you know. So I'm praying for myself that I will get out. I will be out of here by the end of March of 2023. If y'all want to say a prayer for me that I will get out, y'all can. You know, I mean, like I said, I will ask for your prayers. It don't cost nothing. And I will say a prayer for y'all too, for everybody that listen, for all the 5,000 to the 10,000 that I will get when I finish recording these, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get over 10,000 to 11,000 people downloading this, you know. And I'm just so happy and so blessed, you know, and just want to talk about it, you know. You know, it's just a happy guy, you know, just a happy Star Trek fan. Look at all my favorite characters up there. I know I'm not, as you see me on YouTube, you probably say I don't got that much. You're right. This actual black guy don't have that much. You know, living on a scraggly, raggly apartment on the third floor. And I'm really blessed that I do have a roof over my head and some, you know, but, and I can wait, and I know I'm blessed and everything. Things gonna get better. I'm gonna get a better place and all. I know that, but I'm just saying, you know, 20 years here, over 20 years here, you know, and people supposed to be in your circle supposed to recognize that, you know, and they more for the landlord and they for you. They gonna make excuses up how you gonna afford it, would you, you know. And I don't want to hear that, all that mess. Let's move. Pick up and let's just do it. You know, that's what I want to hear. Pick up and let's do it. And yeah, that's it. That's what's on my mind, you know. And that's good, sir. Sunday morning. And still 10 o'clock, so and this will be any other work Sunday, near Sunday, work Sunday day. It will probably be 12 o'clock at night. And no reason why, people, because I'm so anxious to get back to work. You know, so anxious to get back on that clock and continue my freedom, you know, continue my life and moving on with my life. I'm anxious just to get back to work, you know. My leg is still swollen a little, but the medicine is working slowly, you know. But I gotta go, you know. And I was just sitting here this morning. I was watching some kind on Disney Channel, and I was watching the X-Men, you know, X-Men's cartoons. Yeah, that's how bored I've been. Yeah, I'm 52, and I was watching the X-Men cartoon on the Disney Plus, because Disney got all the Marvel's stuff, and they got the old X-Men cartoons that used to come on in the 90s and 80s. And I was watching it, you know, this morning. And I woke up early this morning. And I just can't, you know, I just can't wait to get back. You know, I was like, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. I finally got here. Also, I'm going to tell you about my channel, Traveling Channel on YouTube. It's not coming. It's coming soon because I got to build the money up to do the traveling. But I think about giving me at least a year or two, and I will have it up and going on YouTube. And I'm going across the country and going to every city in the country and just having myself a good time in this great country, this great America. I'm going to all the countries, meeting all the people, you know. So if you recognize me, just come up and say hi to me, you know. Because I will be in your city no time soon. Later on next month or nothing like that. Not next year. Probably not the year after either. But I will be in your city. Probably at the fifth season of this show or the sixth season of this show. I'll probably be traveling. Okay? And it'll probably be right around this time. Right around August or September, October and all that. And the months of December, November, and January and stuff like that. Mostly on the West Coast too, because I'm going to stay on the West Coast. I'm trying to get my credit score up. So I just wonder how many people got bad credit score and keep going up and down. That's what the credit bureau doing to me. They raise my credit score and then just keep going it down, putting it down again. They raise it and then they bring it down again. You know, and they just keep it at that rate, even though I'm paying my bills, they just keep it at 528. All three, 528. They keep it there. They don't even look at it. You know? And then when you don't pay your bills no more, something happens, they drop it more at 4. So those people who work at the credit score companies, y'all ready buttholes. I had my credit score up to 698 one time. What is it called? Tremon Ewing? The one start with a T. They raised it all the way up to 694. Then they brought it back down. And I ain't getting started with the other two. I ain't going to go there with the other two. That my credit score with the other two been 530 since the last 3 years. And I've been paying gas, electric, and cable, and all that stuff. But they don't recognize it. No. But I'm going to get there, people. And how many of y'all is determined that y'all going to get there? Because I'm going to get there. I know y'all going to get there. All right? God already told me I'm going to get there. He's going to raise all three credit scores of mine. And I bet you he's going to do the same for you. All you have to do is ask him. You know? That's all. And that's what this half of the show was about. Just ask the good Lord. Whatever dark tunnel you already go through, whatever storm you already go through, whatever river you about to cross, or storm or mountain you about to climb, get on your hands and knees before you crossed it. Whatever new job you already start tomorrow, whatever marriage you already start, you got married on Saturday, and y'all moving in on Monday. Remember, put the Lord first. Believe me, by experience, I never put the Lord first when I was married. Put them first sometimes, then I let them go, and I put them first sometimes. No, don't do what I did. Once you put them first, keep them first. Because he will move everything out your way once you keep him first. Recognize him. Alright? And all this thing about science and stuff like that, I don't know what to tell you about science and evolution. I don't know what to tell you about that. You just figure it out for yourself. Because you're going to believe what you want to believe. So just figure it out for yourself. Evolution. You know, that's what the government and everybody, people who don't believe in the good Lord, want you to believe evolution. And once you die, you die. It's no hell in heaven. And that's why they struggling and doing what they doing. That's why NASA having a hard time. You know, I watch these shows, you know, I watch them. And they talk about how the earth started billions of years, how the earth formed billions of years. And anybody know that back in the early 2000s, they did this promote Pluto, the planet Pluto? Anybody ever know that? Some bunch of old age people in their 70s and 80s didn't have nothing else to do. And they decided this promote Pluto from a planet. But anybody in Washington, the planet, Terra Society, or whoever y'all call, you can just promote Pluto, the planet Pluto, all you want. Everybody knows Pluto is a planet. It's 9 planets in the solar system. And no matter what you do, Pluto is a planet. Okay? People don't want to hear that. Pluto is a planet. So you can dispromote it all you want. But the people who know and been around and learn about Pluto, learn about the 9 planets, we know Pluto is a planet. It's been a planet, has been a planet, and it always will be a planet. So that's this show for now, guys. And I tell you, I forgot I can't use the music, but I'm going to go ahead and publish it. And I'm going to try to get that money up and submit, subscribe to the, So I don't know what they're going to do, but that I'm going to strive to, strive again. Because I canceled my subscription. Now I got to get another subscription. And I'm still using Go With The Flow. And I really didn't want to use it on this one. But I'm just going to go ahead and pause it. And it's going to be for the day. Later on the day. But for tomorrow, for Wednesday and Wednesday, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, you probably won't hear it Go With The Flow. I'm just going to don't do the music until I pay for the strength, subscribe, and the strive. Okay? And gotta pay for the strive, the membership, to use the free royalty music. And they got different plans, so I'm gonna find a plan that I can use. You know, $49 right now, I can't just pay that. But I'll get that $49 later on and go back to the higher. But thank you, everyone. Thank you for turning in again. Thank you. And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you always and always. Ashley, and we love you. Good night.